At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
And it is the Pomp and Joe Show. I am Jason Mackey. I am not Pomp. I am not Joe. I am Jason and filling in for the guys. It is a Friday. It is an extra special Friday given what we're looking at and the surroundings here, the event that we have for you today. This is going to be absolutely fantastic. We are live at Acrisure Stadium at the UPMC Club on the second floor here. I walked out and saw just a beautiful sight, an absolutely gorgeous sight. Pitt football players all around. This is the Pitt football kickoff luncheon, an event that I've always seen from afar. I've never been able to attend and be in the middle of. And, well, we're here. We made it. And setting the stage for Pitt-Duquesne, and I wish it was tomorrow. It is not very soon, and it's just going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have a lot of Pitt football to talk about on the show today. Obviously not going to be the only thing we're going to talk about. We are post-Steelers preseason. Want to get into that, certainly, and don't want to ignore either the game at Acrisure Stadium against Duquesne. That's August 30th. You knew that, Pittsburgh Day. The first Pitt-Duquesne meeting since 1939. Just electric stuff. I think Starkey was covering that matchup as well. I'll have to go back and read one of his columns. But thanks so much for finding us. It's going to be a great time. Austin Bechtold producing back in our Green Tree studios, and a lot to get to, a lot to discuss with you today on this Friday. Off the top, presented by JP Roofing and Siding, a rundown of what's happening on today's show. We will maintain some of our typical Friday elements, that being Ray Fittipaldo from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette will join us at 11 a.m. Bob Walk, former Pirates pitcher, current broadcaster, will stop by at 1 o'clock. A big night over at the ballpark. Can't be remiss in discussing that. Bubba Chandler is up here. The Pirates just tweeted something a little bit ago. That's something I obviously know and care quite a bit about. It's going to be a special night. Anxious to see what happens with Bubba Chandler. I certainly have some thoughts on how the Pirates are going to deploy him as a reliever. I guess a bit of a teaser slash tease killer. I don't have a problem with it. I don't have a problem with it at all. I actually think it's pretty smart the way they're doing that. We'll get into that a little bit more. But Steelers reaction, a lot of Pitt talk. I want to set the stage for a season that I think can be really exciting. They think can be really exciting. A fascinating team. I think one of the things that makes this Pitt team special, honestly, is there's so much movement in college football. And I understand why it might turn some people off. You know, there's just too much shuffling. figuring out who's going to be where. And in my opinion, the way I see it, this Pitt football team kind of bucks that trend. There's a lot of continuity. There's a pretty solid culture built at the top. They play an appealing brand of football. I've always liked that. And you're going to have a defense that makes things happen. Very interested to see what happens in year two of a Cade Bell offense. I know as somebody who's a bit of a dinosaur and I love taking play-by-play notes, Cade Bell's offense can be a challenge for me to cover, but that's also a good thing. If you're putting up points, cool. No one's going to complain. And I was over at Pitt Media Day a little bit ago, a few weeks ago now, I should say, and one of the talking points, one of the things that was emphasized a lot over there was finishing. Obviously a very, very strong start for the Panthers last year, not able to finish the way they wanted to, and that's going to be something, you know, four quarters of a season, whatever cliche you want to invoke, going to be a very, very important thing for the Panthers to navigate this season. Fan Twitter, it's brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. You can visit them at southhillskia.net. The fan text line's brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And like I've been saying, a very busy Friday, a fun Friday filling in for Bob and Joe. We're here at Acrisure Stadium, the UPMC Club. Never been here before. Honestly, it's a gorgeous, gorgeous facility, and they've got a great event prepared for the Pitt football kickoff luncheon. They'll name captains a little bit later. We'll hear from a whole bunch of people, including one Doran Dickerson. I'm excited for that, but Chancellor Joan Gable will speak. Director of Athletics Alan Green will speak. Chris Bickle, 1997 head football coach. I've never said that out loud, T-Bird, but that's Pat Narduzzi will be here. We'll talk to a few Pitt football players as well. We're going to hear our man Doran talk. Like, we don't hear him enough, but he's going to get up there. It's going to be great. I'm quite positive of it, and we're also going to preview a lot of ins and outs with this this Pitt football season as well. Limits is back in our Green Tree studio. What's going on, my man? How are you, Limits?
I am doing well, Jason. Always good to be with you. I'm fascinated most to see how Dez Reed, Kyle Lewis respond after last season, preseason All-Americans. I mean, Kyle Lewis is the type of guy who honestly could be a top 15 pick in the draft next year. He is that talented, that good of a player, that athletic. So I'm very fascinated to see how those two develop and rise with another year in the program.
So there are a lot of this is the college football thing, Limits, right? Like all these award lists and who's on what list. Sometimes it annoys me. With these guys, it doesn't, because I love seeing them get the national shine. And the expectations for these guys, man, it's kind of crazy. If you think about it, like Maxwell Award, we're looking at Eli Holstein, Desmond Reed, Walter Camp Player of the Year Award, Kyle Lewis on there, the Bednarik Lewis is on there along with Rasheem Biles, the Nagurski Trophy, Kyle Lewis. Like every award you're looking at, you've got these guys. And, you know, Dez Reed is so fun to watch. You know, as I switch a little bit from Lewis to Dez, his way of running, man, like he's a smaller guy, but he doesn't play like a smaller guy. He's got the speed and the shift to his game, but he's also got some power. Whenever he wants to like mash a certain button, it feels like he's able to turn that up. So are those two your biggest, or give me somebody else that you're intrigued to see this season? Holstein, maybe?
Well, yeah, I mean, you're always going to keep your eyes on the quarterback. And a second year for Holstein to be able to work with Cade Bell, I think, will be beneficial. And one of the main takeaways and one of the main things that I would want to ask Pat Narduzzi is, how did you learn based off of how last season ended to be able to take that into this year and be able to build off of it from those learning experiences? Because it really was a tale of two seasons for Pitt. The first seven games were incredible. The rest of the way became a learning experience. How do they transition that into this season? And a big part of that is for Holstein with a second year as a starter.
Yes, absolutely. And it's funny you mentioned that. That is absolutely on my list of questions to ask Pat whenever we get him here. You know, talk a lot about finishing. It's easier to say and harder to do, right? Like they don't have an easy schedule. I'm sure Pat's going to be very forthright about that. I don't think the ACC is soft. I mean, it might not be the Big Ten. It might not be the SEC. But there are some serious challenges out there. I'm actually very excited, intrigued for this conversation with Pat. I like talking to Pat Narduzzi or asking questions and being in a room whenever he's answering them. I have never interviewed him one-on-one, but one of the things I want to get into with him, Limits, is how he speaks to reporters, to media. Have you ever thought about this? Like, you have college football coaches, and I know you're a big college football guy, who kind of, you know, they're not going to give a lot of themselves personally.
Yeah.
And Narduzzi does. He's interesting, maybe to a fault sometimes, but I like that he answers questions, and I'm curious about his thought process behind that, where he's just kind of like shooting from the hip sometimes.
Some of the things that were the most funniest to me, just looking over things in the last couple of years, is the interactions that him and Jerry DiPaolo would have.
I know.
Based on injuries. And now they have to disclose some injury designations before the game with new rules that have been put in place. So, and Pat's even given shout outs to Jerry, like, shout out to Jerry. We know you're listening. And I've seen Jerry respond on Twitter to that. Yes, I am, Pat. Hello. Which I thought is pretty hilarious. But yeah, it's good to be able to have that type of connection. It's good for Pat, and I think it's good for the reporters, and it makes for a better rapport with everyone.
It does. It really does. I love when coaches, team officials, anything like that, when they take reporters seriously, and that, hey, that might be mean biting my head off. If you don't like what I do, okay, great. I will take that 100 times out of 100 where you're giving me an honest response. If you don't like something, you tell me that. Versus I'm just going to give you, you know, 30 seconds of vanilla every time. I'll take the honesty. The all-time greatest comeback, and I think listeners, readers, you know, sports fans in this town are aware of this. I love this line from Jerry, and Jerry is notoriously one of the nicest people who have ever done this. I mean, if Jerry, if you're listening, we love you, brother, and hope you're enjoying retirement. But so Jerry hurt his wrist or arm, I want to say, and Pat asked him, you know, what's going on. Jerry, he had to have this stored up. He goes, sorry, Pat, we don't talk about injuries. It was just fantastic. It floored Narduzzi. What a great comeback, and it was perfect of the back and forth that they would have.
So. Oh, you knew that Jerry was thinking about that one on the way over.
You think
it was
so?
Gonna get asked.
Good, good. As he should have been. Perfect comeback. Still makes me laugh to this day thinking about it. So, all right. What other pit topics we want to get into, Limits? I think. Well, let me say this. I think this offensive line can be vastly improved too. I know that was a question. I think we could get on one or two guys from the offensive line today. I'll be interested to talk to them about that. Like Lyndon Cooper is one preseason All-ACC pick. Was really good pass blocking. But I think it's a key to keeping Eli Holstein healthy and upright and all of that. But that's an area with Pitt that I'm looking at that maybe, you know, it's not as exciting as Des Reed or Eli Holstein or the Sharks or, you know, anything like that, but I think it could be a really fascinating part of this team.
Well, especially because it's such a veteran group, and Ryan Bear is really good on the right side of the line. I'm curious to see how Cade Bell decides to deploy the running game. Will they be running a lot off the left side of the line with two redshirt seniors on that side, a redshirt senior at center as well? Do they depend on that veteran leadership with a lot of experience? And also another storyline for me, Jason, how do you replace Gavin Bartholomew? Like, he was a really good piece for them, somebody who might have even been underutilized at times, such an athletic, good skill set to him with, what, 6'3", and can basically run like a wide receiver.
So I'm block. Yeah.
And block. I'm fascinated to see how Jake Overman steps into those shoes.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. And I like Jake Overman, too. I like a lot about Pitt's team. I really do. I think there's a pretty high ceiling here. I like the experience that they've brought back. I know that, you know, Gavin Bartholomew saw it a lot of time last year, but I don't think that means the people under him were not good. So exciting to talk more about Pitt, to have college football back. I think it's a fantastic time of the year.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I was actually asked in a Post-Gazette mailbag, is this the best time of the sports calendar? And it tripped me up a little bit. It might be. It's like 1A and 1B to evoke the old hockey cliche. Like I don't think I can give up spring training and March Madness and the weather getting better and the Masters and all that. I feel sacrilegious to me, but at the same time, this is pretty darn cool. We're talking about college football. We're talking about NFL football. It's all cranking up real soon. Limits, the last thing to wrap up this point. Which one would you take?
Spring
training or fall into football? Or am I missing one? Is there a third option?
Honestly, I think I would take fall into football. I would take... Yeah. Honestly, like October, like the beginning parts of October, because you get the beginning of the NHL and the NBA seasons, college football and the NFL are ramping up, plus you have the baseball playoffs. That, to me, when you get the sports equinoxes, is the best time in all sports.
All right.
I understand your argument.
I can see, but the sports equinoxes, by the way, is an excellent way of titling that, but I mean, the start of the NHL and NBA seasons does nothing for me, but the fact that you're getting baseball playoffs and that, you know, you're sort of coupling that with football now in full swing, I get that. I'm still not changing.
Yeah, I mean, football's king, though, Jason. For me, you know,
NFL, in my world.
The NFL and college football, at least for me, are just so huge with baseball. So to add it all three together... Yeah, you're comparing spring training to the baseball playoffs, Jason.
No, I'm not. I just like when the weather gets nicer. I like the optimism. Hope springs eternal.
I mean, I will be very disappointed.
That's my point.
I'll be very
vibe.
Disappointed when 45-degree weather returns that eventually turns into snow days that turns into it being dark at 5 o'clock. Ugh.
I know. But all of the good stuff is coming when we talk about that. It's a good debate. I like that. That's why I said it's a question in my Post-Gazette mailbag. You can read that at post-gazette.com. A fun time. All right, so let's talk a little Steelers here. I don't want to be remiss or ignore the Steelers because we did wrap up the preseason last night with a 19-10 victory over the Carolina Panthers in Carolina. Some news to come out of that one. Maybe you don't expect news in a third and final preseason game, but Derek Harmon goes down with what looks like a knee sprain. Jerry Dulac from the Post-Gazette, my coworker, is reporting that he should miss multiple weeks, but it's not season-ending. I do think it's a bit of a concern for the Steelers. I don't see how you can ignore that. This defense has cashed a lot of checks or written a lot of checks, and now they need to cash them this season. Talking about how good they think they can be, and some of the talk is just plain ludicrous, although I don't have a problem with it. I would want my defense, my players, to be confident in what they're doing. I don't want them thinking, yeah, we can be okay. Yeah, if we try really hard, this is going to work. Like, no, you want them to be brash. You want them to believe in what they're doing. That being said, I think Derek Harmon is, you know, low-key pretty important here, and maybe it's not even low-key important. And they need to stop the run. They have done an okay job of that in the preseason. They did not do a good job of that last night against Carolina. I'm not really reading a ton into preseason football, don't get me wrong, but 171 rushing yards and you lose your first-round pick, a guy that was going to be a starter, he was going to play significant snaps, and oh, by the way, you don't have anything sorted out with Cam Hayward business-wise. Now, I don't think Cam Hayward is going to miss games. I don't think he'd allow it. I don't think the Steelers would allow it. I understand why they're kind of playing chicken, but the way this is being talked about, nah. No, I can't go there. I don't think it's that big of a thing that it's going to keep him out against the Jets. But you know, that being said, the Harmon thing matters. It really does. It matters in terms of depth. You know, we can look along the defensive line and what we've seen in the preseason. Do you feel any better about what they have? I feel a little bit better. Y.A. Black was one of the most positive things to come out of last night. Maybe the only positive thing, along with Jack Sawyer on the defensive side of the ball. He was dominant. 2 sacks, 5 total tackles, 3 of them solo. Quarterback hurry, forced a fumble. Very good game from Y.A. Black, and I think he could stand to see a lot if Derek Harmon misses games, when Derek Harmon misses games. But DeMarvin Leal's not going to be in that rotation. Isaiah Loudermilk, I mean, he can fill some snaps. I'm not sure you're going to really write anything home about the production. Dean Lowry, I mean, my point, again, is that it thins out fast. They're not as deep along the defensive line as you might like. I think they're getting there. I like the picks in the draft. Absolutely no problem. But you lose one of the guys, Derek Harmon, for any stretch of time, and it's going to have an impact. I also didn't understand, you know, as we kind of focus a little bit more on the defensive side of the ball, I will flip things over to offense eventually. The big fuss about playing Jalen Ramsey, Darius Slay, and Joey Porter Jr. together in a game. They played one series. One. It's not that it's not important. It's not that you don't want to see those guys, but it's not going to eliminate any questions that I would have, that other people would have, about communication issues. Right? That was a big issue for the Steelers last season. Can't ignore that. New personnel. Am I going to suddenly start feeling a lot better because they played one series against the Carolina Panthers in the third and final preseason game against backups? No, I'm not. I did like what I saw from Jalen Ramsey. Have absolutely no issue. Well, not absolutely no issue. You probably want to rein it in a little bit, but not going to freak out over the unsportsmanlike call. I like the physicality. I like the aggressiveness. But I think it's still a big question mark. I think it's a fair question mark. I think it's fair to look at that group and think, how are you going to play together? Are the communication issues that were an issue last season, are they going to go away? What role will Juan Thornhill have? Is he going to be an every down player? Is he going to play only in nickel? What's their base defense look like? Does the dynamic with Jalen Ramsey in the slot, does that work consistently? I hope so. The athleticism is there, but those pieces have not been put into place and had enough time to set. Not that I'm a terribly mechanical person, but that sounded like an analogy that would work. It's also all of that stuff working together. A couple weeks ago, I was out at Latrobe working on a column to that end about how the Steelers can up their pressure how the various levels of their defense can work together. If you look back at numbers last season, and Steelers' pass rush was not as effective as you would like or think for how much money they're spending in that area. I asked TJ Watt about that. One of the things he brought up was all levels working together, and there's no real way to separate them. And I thought about that a little bit more, and some of the coverage issues that they started to have later on. It was not a great second year for Joey Porter Jr. Dante Jackson started out really well, didn't maintain it. The defensive line was thin. Larry Ogunjobi underproduced. Add it all up, Alex Highsmith was hurt. Add it all up, and it wasn't very good. And you can see why the results look that way. Well, it's got to change. It's got to change. Based on what the Steelers are spending on defense, that didn't change. It only increased this offseason. They have to be able to, my opinion, they have to be a top 10. You'd really like them to be a top 5 defense. I don't see any way this team trends in a positive direction. I'm talking like 10, 11 wins, something like that, without this defense being elite. Can they? I don't know. I don't have any more answers than you do. I've been around it quite a bit. I've asked questions. I've talked to people. I've watched things. I don't know if I've learned anything. I don't know if there's anything that I would see in the preseason that would make me feel discernibly better about. If anything, what I saw last night makes me ask more questions about Derek Harmon being out.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And welcome back to the Pomp and Joe Show. It is a gorgeous Friday. Jason Mackey, Austin Bechtold in for the guys. Thanks so much for finding us. We are live from Acrisure Stadium, the UPMC Club here on the second floor for the Pitt football kickoff luncheon And there is a very special man sitting at the table, or very strange man, I should say. I don't recognize him the way he currently looks. Adam Crowley stopped by to support his co-host. And Crowley is wearing, I've never seen you this dressed up.
Yeah, that's probably fair. That's probably fair. You should have seen the panic last night. I texted Pat Bostic, and I said, yo, what can I wear to this bad boy tomorrow? I said, is a polo okay? He's like, eh, I don't know. I was like, oh, crap. So I texted Doran. I was like, yo, is a polo okay? And he's like, nah, you need a button-down. I have two button-downs. They're both white. They were both
really?
Terribly wrinkled. Yeah. Yeah. I only bust them out with the suit, but if I'm ever doing anything like business cash, and that's how, what this is, I got two shirts.
You have two shirts.
But I am an ironing champion.
Are you? So am I.
Yeah.
I love ironing.
I love to iron.
I love it.
There's something soothing about it. I popped in my AirPods. Sorry, Aaron Rodgers. They weren't the wired
up,
ones.
What's up with that, by the way? Has anybody asked him? I need to ask Aaron Rodgers why he keeps wearing wired headphones. It bothers me.
I'll take a shot at it. You want me to take a shot at it? Here's what I really think is going on.
Okay.
I think he thinks that he gets radio waves in his brain with the AirBuds. I really do.
I don't think that's 100% raw.
It's hard to say.
There's at least some. It sounds plausible.
There used to be a marketing campaign in Ireland for Guinness that was Guinness is good for you. Now, you can't have 12 of them, but for a long time people believed that. You drink a Guinness a day, you keep the doctor away. That probably,
I still don't disagree with that.
Well, and listen, I
idea.
Love Guinness, but that might be like light alcoholism. My point being,
what?
There might be. No, it's fine. I mean, it's what I do. Look at me. I've turned out great. I think.
He owns two shirts.
That's right. I think years down the road, we might find out that maybe he's onto something. Maybe not.
I also think there's a non-zero chance that he's like, I can't deal with the pairing. This just these things won't stay paired. It's annoying. I pick up my phone. They can't locate them.
Well, you know what's frustrating?
I don't have time for this crap. I'm Aaron Rodgers.
I'm sure you've dealt with it where you have the laptop and you're going to do something on the laptop.
Oh, I hate it.
Yeah,
it
and you got to go back
around.
And forth between that and the
oh,
phone.
Oh, it can't recognize the device. You lose it. Oh, yeah.
I see T-Bird dressed up for the occasion. And I mean that. And he's got the AirPods right there. So what are you doing? You're breaking the Steelers down? Do you have to talk Pitt? Not that you wouldn't want to, but...
No. We're doing a normal show. I'm intrigued by it. I was bouncing around a little bit, setting the stage for today.
I listened to the whole thing. I don't know why I asked you what you're doing. I listened the entire drive over here. I did.
No, it's a normal show. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on. I don't know if I'm going to be able to fit it all. I want to talk a little Penguins. Sale of the team. I want to talk a little Bubba Chandler, little Pirates.
What did you make of him being in the – I don't want to steal your show for you.
That's
so
okay.
You punch me in the face or whatever.
I would never.
Do you – like the idea of starting him off in the bullpen?
I do.
Me too.
I have no problem with it.
We might be the only two. There's Doran Dickerson. Look at him. He's got a jacket on.
I wonder how awkward it would look for you to put Doran's jacket on. I'm not suggesting that happens right now, but...
It'd be the opposite.
What is your jacket size? Like 16? 18?
Thank you for that. I don't... Okay, listen. Do you think I know what my jacket size is?
I don't know. I'm a 42 long.
Congratulations. I go
just
to...
Just saying, it's like part of adulthood. You should know what your jacket
no,
size is.
No, I go to Macy's. They give me the cheapest suit they got. They quote-unquote tailor it. No Italian guy is touching me, you know, and that's how that goes. And I just wear what they put on me. I look in the mirror. Does this work? It works. Okay, fine.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm giving you a hard time. You look good. How about that? Great
to
see you.
Doran's locked in. Oh, and he's showing me the write-up in the Pitt game book. Of the 38-34 Pitt victory over West Virginia last year.
No, you did miss an opportunity here, pal. Like, you could wear the shirt you're wearing. You could get away with having a WVU tie, and you could have infiltrated enemy territory.
No, I'm a pro. I'm a pro. These are our great partners here at Pitt. Although,
I know, but you're allowed to be a person. You're allowed to celebrate your alma mater. If I would wear a Westminster shirt, I wouldn't expect somebody to say something to me.
Might go down a little bit better for Westminster. I did almost
wear... I also have numbers, yeah.
Numbers, i.e. what? What do you mean?
Mike Anarella. Guy running.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah. EJ Borghetti, proud Lawrence County native.
EJ's
my
a great
people
man.
Are all around.
I'm sure EJ's sniffing around here somewhere. No, I have West Virginia socks I thought about wearing, but I didn't want them to be exposed, and I'm sitting here, and, yeah, people would have made fun of me, so try to avoid that. But I don't mind the Bubba Chandler thing. I really don't. He hadn't earned necessarily a promotion to start in the big leagues, but I feel like part of his struggles are, and maybe this is an optimistic take, I think part of the struggles are he was probably bored and or frustrated.
Yep.
And but so you get him up here.
You're spinning your wheels by not bringing him up here.
Right.
Based on results. You're saying, your results aren't good. We're not going to bring you up here until your results are good. But you're not going to creatively find a role for him. Creatively find a role for him. And at the same time, you're going to worry about innings, but you can control the situations that you put him in, build his confidence. He's up here with his boys. I think people that criticize him not starting games, you have never observed or been in the middle of the dynamic with Bubba Chandler, Skeens, Jared Jones, Kyle Nicklaus, Braxton Ashcraft. Like, these are all the same person, and that's a good thing.
Like, gamers.
Bubba was ticked that he wasn't a part of this
thing.
He thought he deserved it. I would rather him channel that in a better way than he did.
Sure.
But I'm not going to punish him for
it. Yeah, woe, sick him, things of that nature. He needs to be up here because he's going to be part of your rotation next year, and I don't want him pitching in the bigs for the first time when you're counting on him and you have this big improvement next year.
And
I think we're in the minority, though.
That's all right.
And I think it's because, you know,
Screw everyone. I don't care.
Yeah, me neither. If you view this move independent of anything else, I think people would say, okay, fine, it makes sense. But, you know, Bucko Bricks and everything gets wrapped into it, right? Like, this year that has been a disaster and the Pirates don't get any benefit of the doubt, I actually think this is probably the smart move.
Yeah, I agree. All right, get out of my chair. I got a show to run here.
You going to talk to Doran? Look at this guy.
We can.
See, now
Doran looks like he has bigger and better things to worry about than
He's still reading the West Virginia part of the scoreboard.
He's probably memorizing stuff to bring up on the show. I don't blame him. If I worked at the West Virginia guy, I'd bring that up all the time. All right. This train back on the tracks. Crowley's derailing us. Nah, I love talking to Crowley. Good dude. They do a fantastic job on the morning show. Just joking about that. But the Pomp and Joe Show, Jason Mackey, and for the guys, Austin Bechtold back in our Green Tree studios. Wanted to get to a little bit of Steelers conversation about the offense before Ray Fittipaldo from the Post-Gazette joined us at 11 o'clock. He'll be on the fan hotline that's presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. You can also listen to the Pomp and Joe Show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Contests run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. So we got into some defensive talk last segment, the Derek Harmon injury, the ripple effect. Do we worry about depth? All of the things that were said throughout the preseason, expectations placed on the Steelers defense by the Steelers. There's quite a bit of expectations on the offense. Obviously, the 41-year-old four-time NFL MVP arriving here and frankly looking pretty good throughout the preseason, at least in practices. He did not play in a game. Very odd to have that happen. I don't say it's surprising, because why would you play Aaron Rodgers? What do you need to see out of Aaron Rodgers in a preseason game? I worry a little bit about the first-team offense. I know what the numbers were last night. They weren't altogether terrible running the ball, but I don't think aesthetically you look at that and look at them having an effective rushing attack for as much as maybe you would like throughout the preseason. I thought Jaylen Warren looked a little bit slower than usual. Caleb Johnson had a couple of decent runs. Wouldn't say he had a great game. Kenny Gainwell had a longer run, negated by a penalty, and just an overall sloppy effort. That, I would say, extends across anything with the game, not just offensively, not just the first quarter, just a sloppy game overall. Steelers penalized 13 times, I believe, for 104 yards. Just atrocious. I was watching that thing at home and kept saying to my wife, I can't wait to hear Mike Tomlin after this game. I can't wait. Like, I thought his head was going to pop off. And frankly, his reaction or frustration with it was a little bit less than I was expecting. But anyway, where are we at with the Steelers offense? Is that a concern? I'm not in the camp of worrying about Mason Rudolph. I don't think the two picks he threw were particularly good. It's also preseason. I don't believe that the same way I kind of don't believe Skylar Thompson turning into, you know, a Pro Bowler with his numbers. It's the preseason. I don't think we should read too much into it. But I do think we can have sort of an honest assessment discussion of where the Steelers stand on offense. We'll do that a little bit with Ray. But Limits, are you worried about the offense at all, specifically the rushing attack? Just where do you see the Steelers' offense sitting right now?
I am, Jason. And part of that is, look, I wanted the starters to play yesterday just to be able to shake off some rust. Jaylen Warren fumbling, Zach Frazier holding penalty on the first play, two penalties on the first two plays of the game. That's what preseason is for, to get that out of your system before the first game. Could you imagine if that was against the Jets and the amount of ridiculing the team would have today? It would be a disaster.
But it wasn't. It was in Charlotte in a meaningless preseason
and
game.
And that's why I wanted them to play, to be able to get it out of the way. But the running game, yeah, I'm still a little concerned. Have we really seen that boost from Caleb Johnson to the running game that many people expected? Not yet. Don't want to overreact to preseason, but I haven't seen anything that has made me overly excited or overly optimistic at this point. Once the rubber has met the road with Caleb Johnson in games, it's just been, eh. His second game was good. Third game, I wanted to see a little bit more.
Scotty Miller is going to be a Pro Bowler. Limits, I don't know what the heck you're talking about. He's going to catch 90 balls. No, I'm kidding. I can't even continue the gag. That's one thing. This is a weird take on it, but it frightens me a little bit that they're going to buy into the hype with Scotty Miller. He's had a really good preseason. I don't have anything. You know, if he's on my team, I'm good with it. If he's my number four, I'm good with it. But we're sort of convincing ourselves, or at least that seems to be the narrative around the team, that Roman Wilson and Scotty Miller, they're going to be good enough. No, they're not. There are a lot of question marks surrounding Calvin Austin III right now, whether he's going to be ready for week one. And if you step back and think about this, it's the same group as last year. We talked about them being deficient at receiver. You swap out George Pickens for DK Metcalf, which, absolutely, upgrade. I like it. But is that enough to take the Steelers from a place of concern to a place of confidence? Not for me. They're still one guy away. And right now they're one injury away. If it happens to be DK Metcalf, I'll knock on some wood or my forehead or something. That Calvin Austin III's your number one. Roman Wilson's your number one. Scotty Miller's your two or three. That's not enough depth. The Steelers are telling us something by bringing in Gabe Davis. Gabe Davis might not be the answer. He might not be healthy, but there should be somebody out there that makes this group deeper. And I hope they're not done. I hope they're not convincing themselves that, oh, Scotty Miller caught 9 passes this preseason. He caught a 53-yarder at the end of the half against Carolina against the 9th string when somebody lost, just straight up lost him. Arthur Smith drew up a darn play in the dirt. Scotty Miller said this on TV. And they just sort of neglected to cover him. And that's nearly 33% of his preseason yards. I'm not trying to bag on Scotty Miller, but I need to see more. Robert Woods was brought in here. I thought he was going to be something that, you know, maybe challenged for targets. Now it seems like he might get cut. I like Calvin Austin. I like Calvin Austin a lot more as a number three. I don't know how I feel about a number two. I also don't know, given how far down the road we are here, whether it's even possible to get a number two. And we talked in the last segment about Cam Hayward. You're going to need, theoretically, to pay him to move some money around, unless they just absolutely say, no, we're not doing anything. I don't see that as the most likely scenario, but you only have so much money. There has to be a way to thread this needle. There has to be a way for the Steelers to get some additional receiving depth in the event of an injury. That's what I'm looking for here. I'm not worried about the sloppiness. You know, a lot of their penalties were down the liners. Like Ryan McCollum commits penalties, 3 consecutive penalties, I want to say. I mean, Frazier gets called for a hold. Freiermuth gets called for a hold. Whatever. I mean, it was a sloppy game all around. You wonder how much the officials were trying to make an example of something. I'm not going to freak out, but I don't look at the Steelers and think that they have enough receiving depth. Sometime between now and week one, I really need to see them address that.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.